Blog Talk Radio.
Rock my all burgundy Washington Nike
football color suit today, and with a brand new Washington football team cap, and my niece Kevin's daughter Diane, love you, Diane. She a few years back, she had personalized some Air Force Ones for me with the helmet emblem on the side and the R on the back. So yeah,
okay.
I got to rock that though. I get out the car this morning in the garage, and my man said, "For real, Matt, for real, that's how we doing it today." I was like, "It's draft day, yeah, that's how we doing it today." He was like,
back.
"The draft is today." I was like, "Yeah, Slim." I was like, "See, if you was listening to Kale's Corner, you would have heard that today is draft day." I was like, "See, it's not just for information, it's informative." He was like, "Mac, you know that's the same thing, right?" I was like, "I don't care. I like the way I said it." I like the way I said it. So, yeah. All right, y'all. Hold on. I'm sorry. Lady T, I'm getting all excited. I love this time of year, y'all. I love this day of the calendar year, the draft. It is everything to me. Lady T,
right.
How was your Wednesday, Thursday? How did that thing go? Yeah.
It was amazing as usual. And
my
son, he bought the grandbabies. Ow. He bought them some bump beds. So
I am putting
the bump beds together because that's what I like to do. I like to put things together. So that's, you know, like a little baby hobby of mine. So like, I put everything together in the house, and Tang cooks everything. So I will roll
in
the house,
Y'all know what they need to be.
He loves to cook, and I don't.
Yeah.
It works for us.
There you go.
It's been working the last 30 years, so all I can say.
I was about to tell y'all ain't know Tree's a little Bob the Builder, for real, y'all. See, hey, look, just don't have no wet
exactly
around her. Patrice going to put her name, fingerprint, something in that wet cement. Trust. Every time I go over their house, I look at that little spot and laugh. And I can see Tree bending over top, right out her name in that wet cement. Yeah, that's what's up. See, I told y'all we don't just work together. We know each other, y'all. We know each other.
Okay.
Okay, y'all, on today's Thursday/Friday episode, we will discuss the NHL playoffs. NHL playoff with teams almost out of the first round. Who's surprising to you? Who is the team that you see rising to the top that you didn't expect? You know? I know everybody is not all with the NHL playoffs. But I'm gonna run down the list, and we'll talk about the wins to losses per team, and you go from there. All right, we're gonna discuss the NBA playoffs. Hey, this here is I don't want to say it's a crazy NBA playoff season, but it's wild.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number eight sent number one home, y'all. Number
eight. All the way.
Sent number one.
Okay,
no. Bye. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're going to discuss this NBA draft because it's crazy. NFL draft night. Y'all know that. Get ready, 8:00. I'm right in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like my grandmother used to say, "Boy, get out front that TV, Grandma. How do you count? Am I in front of the TV?" Explain that word to me. But anyway,
in front,
we in front of the TV. Yeah, We will discuss the mock draft for, drumroll please, the San Francisco Lady T 49ers. We will be discussing their mock draft. Treach, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, I didn't know y'all had this many daggone picks, y'all. I didn't know that y'all was loaded like you are, for real. So, you know, related. And I see, now they have names beside each round that you are picking, but I believe that you guys are going to use some of this as trade bait, for real. Seriously.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, real quick, y'all. They got 3 third-round, 3 fifth-round, 1 sixth-round, and 4 seventh-round. That should be illegal.
Yeah.
That should be illegal. I'm calling the police. Someone please dial 911.
Okay.
All right, y'all. You can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew. My better. Hey, my baby, I've been hearing some kind of strict about your man Lamar. You got that bad.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to be wearing burgundy and gold next year, my baby. On Facebook Live,
oh, Lamar,
at Kale's Corner.
You know, Lamar got a trade. I mean, he did it. They came to an agreement today. Breaking news.
Yeah, him and the Ravens. They say that. But
yeah.
Until I see it. Because, you know, the Ravens could just be doing that to deter teams. Because, you know, they got to match whatever amount that they've given Lamar. So that could be a deter ploy. You know, we never know. Y'all know how this sports thing goes. And one moment this, one moment that. All right, you guys can join Lady T again, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday, Thursday, / Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And listen, Kale's Corner, y'all, we're keeping it real is our only real. You better know that. Okay. So we're gonna take a quick break. I think I wanna hear a little bit more Q-Tip. That breathing stop was cranking. And we'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We don't own the right to the music. But we do own the boogies. Let's get it. We'll be right back.
There you go.
Get up. Come on. A hard time if you're motion is still. Let me move some things around because the lyrics is ill. Abstract. You know my sticky D in here. Get on the square. It's f***ing here. But yo, your girl just moved. In the club, in the car, the crew. Bruh, look, the movement is on. My man and mommy's in Victoria thongs, I get my rhyme on dust. Guaranteed to make it right if your night is a bust. You vibrant and you fresh and all. Original to say the least that you impress them all. Come on. Rap is soft and it's all. Finding it very hard to make it over the wall. Hey, get your weight up, my motto you heard. And I'm gonna test me at the felonious words, The girls move it around. If you see your main door,
to just breathe and stop for real. Give me what you got. Give me what you got.
Yeah.
NHL playoff. Today, the Bay Lightning will play the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the New York Rangers will play the New Jersey Devils. One game is at 7. That's the Lightning and the Maple Leafs, and the Rangers and Devils are at 7:30. Game 5 today, and I'm sorry, both of those games are game 5. Toronto leads the series 3-1, and the series is tied with the Rangers and Devils 2-2, okay? Game 5 for the Jets and the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights lead that series 3-1. They play today at 10 o'clock. Edmonton leads their series with the Kings 3-2. And Edmonton just spanked these dudes on Tuesday, 6-3. Goodness gracious. Game five, Boston leads the Panthers 3-2. I'm so sick of Boston.
Oh, my goodness. You and me both.
Game five between Seattle and the Kraken. Seattle Kraken. And They are the Seattle team leads 3-2, and that is our NHL, where they stand, who's doing what, and everybody seems to be going into a game five or played a game five yesterday even, because the Kraken and Avalanche game was yesterday, and the Bruins and Panthers game was yesterday. So, hey, man, this hockey is heating up, y'all. This hockey is heating up.
Yes, it is.
People, listen, people putting their bids in. I'm mad that I didn't go down to the MGM and put that money on them Seattle Crackers like I was thinking to, because I think they that's that team, either them or the Golden Knights. Because the Golden Knights was the expansion team. And some of everybody who's a hockey fan, some of all of those players from our team are part of the Golden Knights now. So, you know, I think we all got a right to say, okay, let's go Golden Knights. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's just right. That's where I stand. Am I wrong, Treat?
Not at all. Let's go.
Man, my call said I could do it. I'm going to do it. All right. Let's take this first call. What's up, Cuzzo?
What's up, boy? What's up?
What do you do? I'm sorry.
Hey,
it's all good. Hey, how you doing?
All right.
We are amazing. Yeah, come back.
Right.
we are amazing. So,
I know. So I'm listening to the show. I can tell.
you got an input with this hockey playoff book. You know, I know the Caps are in it. So, you know, most DC fans really not in touch with the NHL playoffs.
I haven't even watched much since they wasn't in it, to be honest with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel. Yeah. I hate to say that I'm the same way, but these families done damn near played five games. They done damn near played five games, and I have not shown any interest whatsoever. But I'm telling you, Golden Knights and the Krakens, y'all, it's going to be between those two teams. Watch what I say. Mark it down, co-host. Mark it down. Let's go to Lou. Lou in New Jersey.
Hello.
What's up, Lou?
Hey, I hear you guys talking about hockey playoffs. Good. I like it.
All right. I'm
glad you're talking about it because, you know, I follow the hockey playoffs, you know, and I have since I was like 9 years old, and I'm glad to see that we're discussing it. Now, I'll say for one thing, I am surprised at the Kraken success. I mean, you have to admit, it's only their second year, and they have made tremendous success this year, considering only having, you know, mediocrity in their first year of existence, which, of course, is common.
Right.
I am really surprised at the Kraken success. Now, the Rangers-Devils series, I'm not surprised by this at all. I mean, because these two know each other all so well. They're rivals. They're close in proximity. And I knew this was not going to be an easy series. Okay, it looked like the Devils were dead in the water the first two games of the series. But if I own these two teams, that's not how it's going to go the rest of the way. It is now becoming very competitive. And this one, I believe, is going to go all seven games.
Okay.
Lou, who you think gonna win it all?
Yeah.
You really want me to say?
Who do you think is going to win it all?
Okay, well, if I take off any fans here, I'm sorry, but I'm going with my Rangers.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of Devils fans, so, you know.
You surprised me, Luke, because I just knew you were going to go with the Devils.
No, I've been a Rangers fan since I was a boy.
Okay.
That was a long time ago. I remember those 80s matches against the Islanders, and I'm like, yuck.
Right.
Especially
Let's take another call. Brother Ted, what's happening, Ted?
Hey, how y'all doing, cuz? Corner family.
Hey, Ted, before we even get started, you ain't calling in on Tuesday, so you know you won, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he told me. I was at a birthday dinner. Appreciate that. Yeah, he told me.
Okay. We got to keep it 100 over here. We keep it 100. We keep it 100 here on Kale's Corner. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Yeah, and I was supposed to ask you which colors you had and stuff. So I was going to, get with you later about that stuff. So.
Gotcha. We'll get together after this.
Mm-hmm.
Back to NHL. Go ahead. Tell us what you feel on NHL.
Everything y'all said pretty much, is not a bad assessment. Lou, I can see why he's going with his Rangers,
Okay.
I can see that. And also as far as Kale picking the Golden Knights and also the Krakens, because Krakens not too long won it. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, but they had recently, won one or was pretty much had a deep playoff run. So, it's between, as I say, those three teams are not a bad team. But you got to say you still can't count out the Bruins. If Bruins do what they're supposed to do, they have a playoff like the season they had, but y'all know sometimes they lately, I don't know when the last time they won one, but I know I was watching one hockey thing and they was having the same season like that again, but then they got upset in the playoffs. So, we'll see though, but that's my take on it.
If you had
I don't have no clear-cut favor. As far as picking anybody, I would go with the Golden Knights because I got family in Vegas, so I'm going to go with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up.
But I spent time in Colorado, though, I'm going to go with the Golden Knights.
I got you.
That's what's up. 840, let us know some more. Who is this? 840.
Come on.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all
oh,
ain't called me that.
What are you doing calling
us crackers? Tell me what you.
What? Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! What did he just say? What? I need a beeper.
Hey, Kirby. You know what? Y'all's prayers really came through for me. I feel so much better. In fact, if I feel any better, I'm gonna get my part-time job back, singing the national anthem at cockfights.
You know what? I'm done with him. I'm sorry, Lou. I'm done with Kirby.
So,
how you feel about the NHL?
Who's the clown
there? How you feel about the NHL?
Seriously, how's the Avalanche doing since I'm out here north of Denver.
They down one game.
Oh, well, that ain't nothing. They're going to jump back.
Turn your radio down some. Yeah. turn your phone down a little bit.
Okay. I got one thing to say.
What's that? Yes, we are family. Yes, we are family. All right, hold tight, Kirby. Hold tight for me.
All right, bro.
All right, bro. Hold up. I cut him off. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kirby. What did you say? Okay. Okay.
He put it on hold.
Yeah. Let's go to our Huckleberry, man. What's up, Huck?
Huckleberry.
What's up, KC? Ed Kills Corner Nation. What's happening with you?
Thank you,
Kirby, you need to call us on Friday nights, man, so we can really talk.
You know what? I am not messing.
Anyway.
Boy.
I'm like Cuzzo. You know, I'm the wrong person to call because the Caps ain't in it. I really don't care. You know, cracking, smacking, the Bruins, the Ruins. You know, I tell you what, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna support a family member. I'm gonna go with
okay.
who did Lou say he was going with? The Rangers.
Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm supporting Lou. I'm gonna support the Rangers. I'm family. Keep it in the family.
Okay. That's a good call. Let's see what my brother from another mother, big brother Tang. What's up, Tang?
What's up, Tang?
Carol's Corner family, much love and respect always. What's up, big bro? Hey, Lady T, Lou, Kirby, 57, and the rest of the gang, online crew.
What's up?
I feel like 57 on this. The Caps ain't in it, so I don't really care about it. But
oh,
if I had to go with somebody, I'm going with them Vegas. I'm going with them again.
Vegas?
Yeah.
I can see that.
What's
I'm
the Vegas?
Vegas
again.
Golden Knights. Remember when they assembled that team, they took players from everyone's team. So, we okay to go with Vegas because we still have players on their team. In my book.
Didn't they win the Stanley Cup recently, too?
Vegas? I don't think so. I think they came close.
No, they lost in the finals.
But didn't we beat them for the Stanley Cup?
I was going to say they lost to us, I think. Didn't they lose to us?
They lost to us for the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
But hey, let me look at thing. They do have Caps players still playing on that Vegas team, so Vegas it'll be. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hey, 6-7.
Exactly. Oh, hey, man.
Hey, 6-7. Come on in. Now, is this Marcus or Cap? Which one of y'all is? 867 going what? 867 going hot. We'll be right back at you. All right.
Okay.
Big boy, what it do, big brother?
Let's go.
What's up?
Big boy, we glad to hear your voice.
Big boy, yes it is. Yes, it is. And you know what? You came just in time.
Yes.
Football team about to start tonight. You know how we do.
Yes, sir.
You're the only one that give me problems, brother.
Well, hey, let me say this to my brother. I love you, man. I love you. And, yeah, shut up, 57. I have tears in my eyes right now, but it's tears of joy. I love you. All right, come on, man. That's enough of that sucker.
Hey, bro.
Let's go.
You were crying when he said hello. We already knew you was crying, so you picked the phone up.
Hey,
nobody
guessing. I don't know what it is, man. These 50s these 50s that make me emotional, man. You know what I'm saying? I just get so caught
up. Hey, if you
can't
hold, you can't. You ain't got the strength to hold it back no more, bro. That's what it is. When you was younger, you could hold it down inside. Now, by the time you walk from the subway to your car, you can't hold it no more.
I'm working some hormone changes, boy. We bought some hormone changes.
Yeah, I'm at home going, why am I leaking like this? I can't stop.
What
do you think,
what say you, big boy?
The team that all the Cowboys was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I gotta stay true to the home squad. Whatever.
Well, if you don't stay true to the home squad, then that means Vegas. Because Vegas got, like I said, again, I'm going to repeat it again. Vegas has cap players playing for them. So that is the home squad right now, for real. They're the only team that got our players left. So hey,
that's according to you and Big Boy. I'm sticking with the Rangers.
All right, that's cool.
Hey, go ahead, roll with the Rangers.
We got
players that went other places too, not just Vegas. Remember, they broke that. They almost broke that team up, except for Ovechkin and Oli the goalie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True that.
Who you going with, Big Boy? Vegas.
Gotcha. That's what's up. All right, y'all. That was the playoffs. The NHL. Version. When we come back, NBA, man. Let's go into the NBA.
Yeah, that's
the
NBA.
Let's do the NBA. You good with that, co-host, friend
Absolutely.
Of mine? Okay.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. So we'll be right back, y'all. In NBA when we come back, man, I'm telling you, and I know this NBA about to be one of those topics, man. Goodness gracious. Damn, Ma. Ma smoking a Marlboro. Goodness gracious. Gave me the moves like that. Damn. Never knew that Bama said he was naked in that song. Did y'all know that? Yeah, I got it really. I have to start listening to the words of these songs. I got to start listening to the words, man. I ain't never heard that. I ain't know that Bama said he be naked. But, hey, anyway. NBA playoffs, yeah. Number 8 put out number 1 Milwaukee 4-1. Now we're waiting on Miami and New York to get that thing going because New York also put out Cleveland. New York has also put out Cleveland. So, hey, who's that? Okay, we good. Philly put out Brooklyn 4-0, as we all know. They're waiting on the winner between Boston and Atlanta. Boston and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. How how Boston allowed Atlanta to win that game the other night is beyond me. You know, beyond, way beyond me. Shut up, Damon. Damon said, don't nobody know that damn song. don't you know moves like Jagger? Don't y'all know moves?
Yeah,
like
I do.
Okay.
I know it.
Thank you. He come on, don't nobody know that. He made me sick. Denver has eliminated Minnesota. Phoenix has eliminated the L.A. Clippers. So Denver and Phoenix are waiting to get their round started. Golden State is up on Sacramento 3-2, and the Lakers are up 3-1 on Memphis. Therese, you have the floor.
I told y'all that them 3-1 teams, most of them went home yesterday. Now it's the 3-2 team, and whoever leading that three, like Boston in that Atlanta game, Boston and Atlanta, Boston going to put them out tonight on their own floor. They're going to send them on packing on their own floor. The Warriors, they're at home. So I think the Warriors are going to beat because they're at home and they have the, you know, that home team thing going on. The Lakers are going to beat the Grizzlies. And that's how it's going. I mean, that's just what it's going to be. And then we on to the next round. Because Jimmy Butler
right.
showed up and showed away.
Well,
only because
show, right?
Giannis wasn't in rhythm. Because he had missed that them first games. So he wasn't in rhythm.
Yeah.
He wasn't in rhythm. So I think that's what that played a part in it, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I ain't taking nothing away from Jimmy Bucket. Okay, that's one of my favorite players. You know, I wish he would have stayed in Chicago because maybe Chicago will be where he's at right now had we kept him because of the Lonzo Ball. And we had, he's still, you know, rehabbing a damn knee. He's been nursing for 2 years now. So, I mean, I'm congratulating Jimmy Bucket at this point. Because he showed up and showed out 2 games in a row. So if he can keep doing that, I want him to win it all. I do. I want Jimmy to win it all. That's who I have to win it all, Miami. So, I mean, that's what I'm going with now, that they played the way they played. So I'm just going to go ahead and go with Miami for right now.
Okay, okay. Let's go to Tang. What say you, Tang? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Okay, let's go to Ted.
But I said he's moving the car, so he might not have his phone.
Yeah. He good. Let's go to Brother Ted. What's up, Ted?
Hey. Hey, well, like I said, it's been a whirlwind series, man. But,
yeah.
I mean, this Miami and what's the name series, they keep talking about Giannis got hurt. You know, he didn't play these two of those games. He failed, but I also know they shoot you up with that cortisone and all that stuff. So Jimmy Butler also failed too. You know, so Jimmy Butler didn't miss a game, and he did his thing. Giannis scored his 38 points, but they say you know he missed 13 free throws. So. Plus he was on, and Jimmy, like you say, Jimmy showed up and showed out. You know, he Jimmy Buckets, you know, and Jimmy is just more tougher, man. So, and they asked Giannis, do he think this season was a failure? I mean, as far as I don't think the season was a failure. I think the playoff was a failure, you know, and I don't know to the extent of how bad he was hurt, but he was able to come, you know, 2 days after. So, but like I say, it's all on the line for this. And if you shoot for that, make a present, you know. So, and then, like I say, he always dominates that ball. So, they done, okay. But as far as the Lakers, they 3-2. And I, like you say, Kale, I'm going to get A. That was the game before yesterday that LeBron did a little, a little bit of speed of chasing down blocks. But yesterday, I didn't see that because I didn't see that game. But he looked older what the highlights I saw. Looked very old. So, and Memphis, how can they let them get that, you know, come back and win? They got a dude got a broken wing, and then they got short players. You know, come on, I don't understand. Then they didn't make no adjustments. You didn't call a timeout. Also, Boonhoser, he didn't call a timeout. If a team run 20 points on you, man, you got to stop that momentum. Come on, man. You
know what?
Six timeouts.
You know what I saw? Think about this. Everybody that you just named, except for Milwaukee, had preseason turmoil or something going on with their team before they actually played. This got into the regular season. I think Milwaukee just was, like Payne said, they're just out of sorts. They weren't watching them. They didn't look like the championship team that we know they are. They really didn't. And
they got punked.
I'm not going to say they got punked.
I'm going to say this about Bobby Porter.
Go ahead. Bobby Porter's?
Go ahead. I'm gonna say, as far as Bobby Porter, you know, when I didn't see the Donovan Hassan situation, I seen the highlights of it, but this is my assessment. I'm hypothetically saying whatever, but you didn't see Porter step up, okay, like he was doing coming down that stretch when Giannis was missing those games during regular season or what have you. You know what I mean? You was hearing Porter. So they got Crowder, you know, who was supposed to be that addition that helped them, but the guy didn't use them. So if you ain't using the people that you get, that's also, I'm going to fall coaching on that too. But that's the reason I say they, as far as they got pumped, as far as Bobby Porter's when the Donovan Hassan and them got into it. You know, Bobby Porter's usually get them bug eyes and be ready, hyped up and all that. But it was no show, man.
Maybe he saw that those bug eyes and all that extra effect that he brings wasn't doing nothing, wasn't phasing Miami at all. You know, I'm telling you, watching this Milwaukee team play, them dudes literally look out of sorts. They literally look like, I don't want to say they was lost on the court, because I don't think they were lost, but I just don't think they were properly prepared. I really don't.
I think they underestimated.
Come on in. Yeah, that as well. You know, we got Giannis, we got Portis, we got Lopez, Holiday. We got the squad. We all right. Well, you know, need a little bit more. Come on in here, Bug. What's up? What say you on this NBA playoffs?
Yeah.
As far as that game y'all talking about with Milwaukee, I think defensively they lost it there. They let them boys climb back in. I think they were down like 16. So I think defensively they let them back in, and Giannis got to hit free throws. You get some of those free throws from Giannis. Yeah. And hush that noise, boy. You get some of them free throws from Giannis, and you good.
Number one.
I said, you just let all the country out. Hush that noise, boy. But go ahead.
But as far as what I like, who I like right now, I still like Phoenix, especially if they can get past Denver. But it's just a matter if they're going to be able to sustain. Because them boys are playing a lot of minutes. That's the only thing. But they are a heck of a decent five. So I still like Phoenix.
Okay. 57, come on in here.
All I'm going to say, the only surprises I think that we should look at it, I was surprised that Boston allowed Atlanta to win another game instead of taking them out wild when they had them. You know, that surprised me. I was surprised by Milwaukee, because the coach had been making some mistakes the whole series, you know, and let's give Miami credit for the defense they played. You know, that they played great defense, even though Milwaukee made a lot of mistakes. how do you allow, when you know that they need a bucket to go into overtime, how do you allow him to catch the ball from a ball that's thrown all the way across court to under the basket? How do you allow that mm-hmm. ball to even get caught for him to make that play? That's why I say the coaches need to be held responsible for a lot of things that happen in the Milwaukee game. And let's not say Giannis wasn't there, because Giannis had 38 points. He missed a lot of free throws, but he was still controlling the game for a long time. But Jimmy Butler just took over the game, and the coach just let it go. He let it happen. He let Jimmy Butler mm-hmm. just get into a rhythm, and he never disrupted that rhythm. Never.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't allow a player to do that. You know, so in the West, I'm still looking for the Golden State. I think Golden State played a good game last night against probably the team that had been the best going down the stretch in the West. Denver is good, but I don't think Denver is fast enough. And I'm not surprised if the Grizzlies don't go ahead and still take L.A. out in the next game and take L.A. out in the next game. Well, take that back. They got to play. They got to go seven if the Grizzlies win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I look forward to go seven and the Grizzlies take the whole series.
So you think the Grizzlies beat the Lakers at home?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
You know, last night, it looks like John Morant is coming around where he realizes he doesn't have to be the man every night all the time and passing that ball around. You know, if they had won that other game, if he had played right in Atlanta, because they had that other game. If he had won that other game, they'd have been playing last night to end the series, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he played a good game last night, and if he can play like that, what's his name, sis? LeBron. LeBron was dog-tired last night. You can see him, but he still gave that effort. So that's what my take on it. That's my take
on it. You going with Golden State to win it all, though, you say?
I'm going with Golden State. If they come out of the West, I'm going with Golden State to win it all. If not, I'm going to go with New York. New York to win it all. I'm going to get with New York to come out of the East, to beat everybody and represent the East.
Yeah.
And if they play, if they don't play Golden State, they should win the NBA title. But if Golden State is in it, I got Golden State winning it.
So you just... You canceling out Denver? You don't think
Jokic is slow. Denver runs up and down the court, but he is slow, but he passes. He's a good passer. I don't even know how he gets all those rebounds, because the dude never jumps. You know, he just reaches up there and grabs the ball.
You ain't got to. 10 feet tall, you ain't got
to.
Hey, I'm not taking anything from him. He's a great player. I just don't think they're fast. I watched a team last night. They ran a team that runs, that's notorious for running all season. They ran them up and down the court. Golden State did, and they got old players. Draymond Green made one of the best decisions in the world to come off the bench. Because then he sits out there and he watches what's going on. Then he steps out on the court. Your coach just stepped out on the court. He done seen everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's how I looked at it last, from what I saw last. Yeah, exactly, sis. Exactly. I'm sorry for talking so long, but
good.
But no problem. But I'm like you guys. Boston, you're the number two seed. You're the number two seed. For you guys to have the
Bucks
brain
fart.
Yeah, but we're talking about, and the Bucks played a great team in Atlanta. I mean, Miami. Atlanta is not a great team. They're not a great team.
Nah.
So for Boston to allow them to win two games, I'm like, are you guys just trying to extend it? Because I can't believe that as a team, you all had a brain fart like 57 said, to allow the ball to come in, and you letting the smallest player on the court bang the three.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have sent him to the line. He would have had to go to the line, and I wouldn't have fouled him hard, but I would have grabbed him. I would have grabbed him and held him until the ref blew the whistle, and then, all right, cuz, go to the line and make it work. Go
right.
to the free throw line. And that would have done two things. That would have put the pressure on Trae Young, and that would have also saved the time that was on the clock. You could have called a timeout and got a better shot on your side of the court. It seemed to me the coach as well as the players on the floor all had a brain fart at the same time. Because if I was
and no disrespect to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to anybody, because I know all of us watching the game, but I know sis watching them all the way to the end, you know, ain't falling asleep watching the game.
Right.
These coaches, for some reason, you got only a couple of teams out there that know how to close out a game when they got the lead. They don't,
right.
you know, I mean, Boston, they should have had that game. How do you let these guys come back and you're supposed to be going to go – two times. You're supposed to let them – you're supposed to be the one going to play for the championship, but you can't close out a game and win a series. And you're the number one seed. Come on, man.
Number two.
It comes down to coaching also. It definitely a playoff.
Agree.
It comes down to actually the moves, you know, and the combination of players and coaches. So they got to be in sync and coordinated and stuff. And like you say, man, you can't have no brain fart, and every second counts. Just like as far as the NCAA, every second counts, man, even in NBA. So, and you got to be healthy and lucky. But, I'm going to digress.
My question about this is the wrong time of the year to be having brain farts.
I agree.
Come on, bud.
I'm about to say, what really surprises us about Boston that we haven't seen before? And with these same guys on that team, like, people be acting so shocked, but we've seen this before from Boston.
But
so
I ain't never seen
like,
him. This coach is an interim coach. He was an interim coach named head coach, even though he's a good guy. You know what I mean? Like, where else he been at? I ain't never seen him, heard from him, nothing. He just been an assistant this whole time. I don't even know who he is. So we giving this guy all his credit, you know what I'm saying? He should do this and he don't know. He don't know how to do these type of things because he's never been in this situation before, ever. Who is he?
Yeah. Yep. And I said this right here on this podcast last year about Jason Tatum. Everybody got mad at me. He is not a closer. He is not a dominant player. He's a front runner. As long as the game is going good and he's in his rhythm, he's fine. But he is not a Jimmy Buckets. He's not the guy that's going to shoot you back into the game in the playoff. He's not going to do it.
Jalen Brown, and put him in Tatum's body, like that's the person you need. Like Tatum needs to
be
more like Jalen because Jalen got the more confidence and you know I can do it, all that. He got all that. But Jason Tatum, he's just like an average player that we want to be a superstar. That everybody keeps saying he's a superstar. He can do this. He can do that. But he's really not. He's an average guy.
Booker better than he is.
Booker trained with Kobe.
Tatum, I agree with you.
Booker got a little bit of Mamba in him. You know what I'm saying? Like Booker wanted.
Tatum
like you can see it on his face. Yeah, he did.
It just didn't sink.
Was like right there with him the whole time.
Yeah, it's a difference between him and Booker when it comes to that mentality.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not exactly.
When Booker wants 40 points, he's going to go get 40. I don't care who in front of him or who on
the
court.
There you go.
Exactly.
Then you see what I'm
talking
about. Right.
And he's going to get his 40, implement his team. It won't be a situation where Booker just shoot. No, he's going to get assists and all that. So he builds his whole team. Tatum doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Tatum doesn't,
not only
Tatum
that,
doesn't do that.
He getting 40 with a double team on him and still passing the ball. Then you got KD giving you 30 with a double team. So if you keep doubling them two, all Chris Paul got to keep doing is what he's been doing lately. It's wide open. Just hit it. It's going to be there all day and just be and kind of conserve itself to the fourth quarter. That's what they did, to close out that series.
Yeah, because Chris Paul ain't no hell of a three-point shooter. Like, that's not what he do. Like, he ain't no three-point shooter. Like, he'll give you some every now and again. Like, he will do that. But that's not it. You know, that's not what he do on a normal basis. Like, shooting like Steph Curry. Like, that's not what Chris Paul is. He's never been that person.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Shooting like Steph Curry right there from the corner.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Where the free throw line
him
is.
And DeRozan.
And all day long.
Yeah. Yes, DeRozan. Yes.
Yep, they're going to give you that mid-range all night long. All night, going to burn your butt all night long.
All night long. Same thing somebody should be doing, but he won't ever play. He stay injured. Kawhi could do the same thing. He just don't play.
I don't know what to say about Kawhi.
He has to do
like,
too much, man.
He don't put enough, like LeBron. Like, LeBron spent a lot of money on his body. Like, Kawhi don't do that. Like, he's so busy with the mean mug face and trying to be like Popovich, like with the facial expressions and don't want to laugh and looking all stupid. I give up on him. PG too, because now everybody down on Westbrook and talking SHIT about Westbrook, and I'm saying he showed up. Like, he showed up for the game. He came over to the Clippers, and who we playing with? Some guys that are sitting on the bench? Like, what we talking about? Like, what we doing?
And they still got to win in it.
Yeah, like, come on. That man ain't playing by himself. He came over there to play with two superstars that can't play through an injury. Like, if you hurt, you hurt. I get it. If you hurt, you hurt. I get it. But if you take his injury report
back to 2017, he is hurt every year, multiple times. I mean,
every year.
Every year, that's night.
And
let's not forget, I know we keep going back to the past.
Hold on.
Come on, Kale. Like,
a lot of the talk on Westbrook, that's media driven. You got your Skip and Shannon Sharp who are saying, how could you play with him? And we know, to Shannon Sharp, LeBron James is the second coming of the Lord. So anybody that LeBron can't figure a way to play with, he's going to dog that person. Westbrook was playing with my Wizards. I like what I saw from Westbrook. I like how he got the young guys involved and had their head. There have been times, y'all, where I'm focused on the bench. And I see players in conversation with each other, with one another. I see players looking all around the arena, trying to find that girl that had that top on. You know what I'm saying? Doing everything except for concentrating on the game. You never know when your number is going to be called. And when Westbrook was there, Westbrook had them dudes attentive to what was going on. I like what I saw when Westbrook played with us. You know, I hate that narrative that has been placed on him, because the man, he's a great player. Serious.
Me too. if he wasn't so old, I'd take him. But he done got up in age now, and, you know. If he was in his 20s and this was going on, I'd be like, I'd take him right here. Send him to the Bulls. We'll take him because he a workhorse. Like, he all over the place. And we have the coach that can say, hey, don't shoot no more threes. Don't do that. We ain't doing that. Right? I need you to pass the ball. Mm-hmm. I need you to get some assists. I need you to do all that kind of stuff. Do the stuff that you normally do. But you shooting, because he'll get out of control sometimes with his shooting, trying to bring you back. He'll start just lobbing up whatever he can lob up, thinking it's going to go in, and most of the time it don't. He be going for 2 for 20, you know, stuff like that. But lately he had to do that because he don't have no Kawhi Leonard. He don't have no Paul George, whatever they call him. I don't even know how he gets that name. He ain't never there when it's playoffs. He MIA. Paul George. So, I mean, you know, I don't get it. But it is what it is.
These guys kill me. They can't play with a bruised thigh. Yeah.
Exactly.
They showed a clip of Isaiah Thomas last night, still in the playoffs. He hopping around on his ankle. He can barely put his ankle down,
but he's
still running up and down the court trying to play. And I'm like, I don't even like Isaiah Thomas. But I'm like, you ain't going to find nobody doing that these days. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. If they get a hangnail, they got to go out of the game. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got them type of guys no more. We got Ja Morant guys wearing their colors in their hair and stuff and want to jump all in your face. You know?
Why are you so hard on Morant?
Hey, Kale, because I'm going to say this and I'm going to stop because I know sis don't want me to go here, but I'm going to say this. After the end of the season, this dude going to have a coming out party. I'm telling you. Watch what I tell y'all.
No, he's not.
Watch him on the court. Watch him on the court. It's only a matter of time before you're in the WNBA. You watch me on television.
What are you going to do with his wife? What are you going to do with his wife and daughter?
Hey, look what they do with him in Atlanta. They leave him at home.
Hey, they're going to cover. Exactly. Hey, can I say this? If we're talking about
the gay stuff, like, nah, let's leave that alone. Let's just talk NBA.
I ain't got no more to say.
Yeah, after you just threw it out there.
Well, because I still mentioned that, you know what I'm saying? And I was watching the game, and my wife was actually talking about he's playing like he's like a girl. I'm like, okay, what do you mean by that? I'm thinking she might have meant by as far as because he's crying about a call. You know how he'd be crying about a call, looking for a call, whether they follow him or not. So she was saying all about his demeanor, you know, and this and that. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? And it was going by what you said, 57, I'm like,
I ain't seen none of that.
That's what I say.
He
has a daughter,
and this
and that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I know I ain't crazy.
Having a daughter really don't matter. I just said that. But
that's true.
I mean,
I don't see
what y'all see. People put the colors in their hair because I think it was the African colors that he got in his hair. He don't have the green, the red.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he don't have that.
Right.
He had the green and the red there last night, sis.
He has the green, the red, the African colors. He has the rainbow colors. He don't have purple. He don't have all that yellow.
But he have had it before. He have had it before, though.
Nah,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
No,
you just did say it.
He did not.
He's going to go to the WNBA and win about 5 or 6 titles.
I got your back, Ja.
Yeah, man. Even if that is so, man, I could care less. Can you play ball? And he's shown without a doubt that he can play ball. If he come out, I'll be the first to call you. I'll be the first to call you and say you was right. You was dead on with that.
Did y'all
but
see
until
his
then,
number,
LeBron.
Let's talk about that. That contributes
to what Ted was saying about LeBron looked tired last night. There were certain plays that normally we wouldn't see that LeBron. We would see him go beast mode and snatch that rebound and start the fast break the other way. He just stood there. And Johnny did attempt to gain the rebound, but Ja just went over him and just like, yeah, give me that. And I was like, wow.
Exactly.
So Rudy Tamora, he needs to step up more too. He had that one good game, and then after that, you ain't hit no more. He's disappearing. Like same thing he was doing with Washington. He has the skill set. He needs to take over. If Anthony's looking
that's
old, he's like, he's the youngest cat out there. Pardon me?
That's just who he is.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Is.
But yeah, that's why they got rid of him. But he should, and he has that skill set. He just needs to stop trying to worry just about three-pointers all the time. I hate that they just stand outside and just
he
looking. Wait, give me somebody cutting to the basket, man. Give me somebody moving. Give me somebody going for offensive rebounds instead of just looking. You know, sometimes, like I said, I haven't really watched the full game like that because they be way they be playing, you know, because I've looked at it as a coaching aspect, from a coaching aspect and a player too. And they don't, the coaches are not calling timeouts when they need to call timeouts, making adjustments, as you say, stopping momentum, you know. The players not making adjustments, not playing tough, they even whining when they get a stretch. Only certain players like Jimmy Bucket. He's playing hard, and he got injured. He's got injured. Where
he
home? Ain't he home? Japan? Then he go to school in Gonzaga, in California?
Ain't that what he used? Didn't he say he was homesick? He can't go to Japan.
He ain't California where Gonzaga was.
All I'm gonna say is give me one NBA paycheck and home is where I lay my head for real. NBA paycheck. Home is where I lay my head, bro. I ain't got time for all that. Oh, I miss home and this, that, man. Whatever, bro. Get your big butt
you
out there
right
and
over
play.
Here.
Yes, you can bring them here. You want mama's cooking? Give her a list of what you want. Let her buy that junk. You fly them back here. And after the game, invite a couple of your teammates over to the crib and let them eat some of that fine Chinese cuisine. You know what I'm talking about? Build some camaraderie
with your boys.
And, excuse me?
Konnichiwa.
It's Japanese.
He's Japanese.
Whatever. All them bamboos are the so they all eat raw fish and rice. So, yeah.
Don't send them to my house.
Mine either.
I don't want none. Pineapple.
Mine either. Pineapple. All right, y'all. Great conversation. We're going to take a quick one.
Yeah.
And y'all know what time it is when we come back. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back with you.
I forgot about my seat.
Oh, we know you did. Ain't nobody.
Yo, quit walking, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
E40 be cutting up. E40 be cutting up, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he did.
All right, John. It's time, you all know by the music, it's time to go over this 49er mock draft for tonight.
Y'all, it's draft night.
Yes, I bow. Hey. The 49ers they don't start picking until the third round. By this year.
Yep.
But I feel like the 49ers going to trade some of these picks and move up. They have 3 third-round picks. They have 3 fifth-round picks, 1 sixth-round pick, and 4 seventh-round picks. They pick number 99, Garrett Williams, a cornerback from Syracuse. With the third pick, number 101, Chandler Zavalia, an offensive guard from North Carolina State. Then they come right back in the third round with pick number 102 and Juice Scruggs, a center from Penn State. Then they go into that fifth round with their 155 pick is Corey Trice, a cornerback from Purdue. Then their 164th pick in the fifth round, Jordan McFadden, an offensive tackle from Clemson. Then in the fifth round with their third and final pick in the fifth round, 173, Vilma Fojico, an edge rush from San Jose State. Then in the sixth round with that
edge rush. Yes.
Yeah, from San Jose State. With the number 6, with their 6th round pick, number 216, what is this boy's name? De'Ami Bradford, an offensive guard from LSU. Then they go into the 7th round with the number 222 pick, Jake Bobo, a wide receiver from UCLA, with the 247th pick in the 7th round, Stetson Bennett, quarterback from Georgia, with the 253 pick in the 7th round, Michael Jones, a linebacker from Syracuse, and final number 255 in the 7th round, Thomas Akun, an edge rush from Central Michigan. Therese, do you like what you hear here?
I'm looking at a list of cornerback, offensive guard, cornerback, edge rush, wide receiver. Where'd he go? One wide receiver? Okay.
Yeah, Kira, like she asked me. You don't like the list?
I think I like everything except for these two edge rushes. Like, well, I mean, I don't know. I think we should have got 2 centers. I think we should have got 2 centers. We should have picked up 2 centers because the last time we went through like 2 centers. One of them got hurt, then the other one came in. He got hurt, and then we had to use somebody else. So I think we should have picked up another center. So I think I like the edge, 2 edge rushes. At first I wasn't when you was naming them because I've never heard of that Vilma guy. I've never heard of him before. Everybody else I've really heard of, Bobo, all of them, I heard of everybody. So I'm kind of – I get a list of B+.
What about Stetson Bennett, the quarterback from Georgia?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like why are we getting a quarterback? We just got a quarterback. Like, why are we doing that? Like, that almost pissed me off. That's why I'm giving them a B+, because we could have used that for another pick. You know what I mean? Like, we should have got something else for a quarterback. We just got a quarterback. We got Trey Lance. You know what I'm saying? We just got him last year, 2 years ago. We just got him. So,
right.
And then we got Sam
Donald.
But
don't they need a backup?
We got Sam Donald. We got Sam Donald, and then we got Brock Purdy.
Gotcha.
I think we need another quarterback on the roster. And Brock Purdy, he's a hell of a backup if he's going to be backing up something.
Well,
he should go to the championship.
I agree with you as far as that 247th pick. Why waste that on a quarterback? You guys are solid in that quarterback room. Get some offensive linemen, man. Somebody who's going to open some holes for Christian McCaffrey to run through, you know? And the way teams lose offensive linemen during the season, I would think it would really be a position of interest more so than another quarterback. Now everything else, the cornerback, I'm with you. Get to a cornerback because these receivers are getting bigger, they're getting faster, and they're getting stronger.
Yeah.
So it's time to get some bigger, faster, stronger corners for real, because you can't put it on the linebacker to check a Deebo Samuel. You can't do that.
Okay.
That's crazy. You know, you can't put it on a linebacker to check that boy in Philly. Brown, the receiver in Philadelphia. Yeah. I mean, these guys are just too big for that type of coverage. So, yeah, I'm cool with the cornerback. I'm always cool with offensive linemen. Always. The guard, the center, the tackle, the other guard. Yeah, get them. Get all you can from that position, that offensive line, because you never know what you're going to hit on. You know, you never know which one will actually be the right combination. So with that in mind, I'm gathering all I can. I'm gathering all I can. Yes, this is where we need help. We lost too many quarterbacks last year, and not just only on the offensive line. Some of it was the quarterback's own doing, but a lot of it was on that offensive line. You guys didn't do your job. You guys didn't do your job, so... Yeah, I'm looking for somebody young and hungry. That's just what
Well, to me, nobody's moves plays out better when the season starts, and we've seen it all before, than the San Francisco 49ers. They went out and picked the guy Purdy, and we let the last guy in the draft, why would San Francisco need him? And look what happened. I'm just saying if their team, you know, that coach – and that team, it had to be a reason why he picked another quarterback. And the GM had to be a reason why they picked another quarterback. And if anybody I've seen so far got the next man up mentality, it's the San Francisco 49ers. They seem like they get all their players ready for that moment, you know. Mm-hmm. And when they make a move, they go out and grab somebody, you know, like they grab, what's the boy's name they grab to play the slot back? I can't remember, McCaffrey, you know?
McCaffrey.
Look at that
Christian.
Move. Yeah, I'm saying, look at that move. They don't make no
that
wasted
was a no-brainer.
Move, so.
That was a no-brainer.
But still, but nobody else made it, though. Here's the thing. It was a no-brainer.
No, Carolina wasn't using them right.
And San Francisco was the only team that reached down there and got him and said, hey, we'll take him. Come on. You know, everybody else had the opportunity. They just make the right moves at the right time right now. They seem to be that team. Even though they lost the Super Bowl, they just seem to be that team.
Well, that was my next question. They making the right moves. The Plinko chips are falling in place. Why have they not won a Super Bowl, man? Why not?
The Super Bowl is not like the NBA playoffs. You don't have seven games to go out there and figure a guy out. You got one game. Anything can happen. The wrong play or something can happen.
Injury.
Somebody can fall and break their leg.
A lot of times it's been injuries for us, and we had to do the next man up. So the next man up is really not like 57 saying he's not in the rotation. He knows the rotation, but he's not in the rotation. So when he get out there, it's like, oh shit. I mean, oh shoot. I'm in. So now you got, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like a shell shock type thing that you're even getting in the game. So
it ain't Friday, Tree. It's not Friday. It's not Friday.
I had to catch myself. I apologize.
But, Tree, all I'm saying is, for I remember when Shanahan was with Washington. All these kudos that he's being blessed with now were never said when he was with Washington. It was never stated. It was always, oh, Shanahan don't know what he's doing. He this and he that. And we all see now that it was Dan Snyder doing.
I was going to say,
was he ever really running the show?
Y'all had him right. Yeah. Y'all had him handcuffed. Like, he was handcuffed. Like, he wasn't. Y'all didn't give him the whole ram of the facility. Like, y'all just said, stay over here. Do what we say and stay over here. And in San Francisco, he could do whatever.
He was only our offensive coordinator. His father was the head coach.
They handcuffed him too. They handcuffed everybody. Nobody really had say to do whatever they wanted to do with the team. Like, it always had to be Dan way or the highway. And that's not the case in San Francisco. San Francisco, John Lynch is like, hey, I'm going to give you these players. I mean, we're going to agree on the players. And then I'm going to give you the keys to the locker room. And then you, hey, drive your car however way you want to drive it, however fast you want to drive it, however slow you want to drive it. Drive your car. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't no handcuffs. From the first day that he got
there. Him and Pops was arguing, too, when they were both here. He wanted to get away from his Pops. They was having differences about how to run the offense. So,
okay.
I mean, he got out there, like Sid said. You know,
all those arguments were sprung from RG3. Seriously. Junior ain't want nothing to do with RG3. He wanted no part. He wanted Kirk Cousins. He wanted no part of RG3. Dan coming there, bang on the table. It's my team, my money.
Right.
This is who I want. We know now there was a lot of chaos from the top with this Washington team. And all brought on by the daggone owner of the team who didn't know football from damn tennis, you know? And a lot had been was placed on the coach, the head coach, the coordinators, and everything, when it wasn't really their fault. It's like you guys say, these guys were handcuffed. These guys were handcuffed, and they weren't able to do what it is that they do. But now that they are, we're still not seeing Super Bowls. What is the problem? Now, I heard Ted and Tree say it's injury. It was injury problems. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that. But at the same time, like Tree always says, next man up. Next man up. And when you have a situation where you have players getting injured like that, you should already be preparing the next man.
Well, to their defense, okay, you know, that ain't even my team, but they've been farther than any of our teams for the past 3 years. They've been in the thick of that, you know what I mean, regardless of the different changes that they made and this and that. And then you had injuries, like I said, with Prescott Jimmy, you know, with his injuries and stuff, what have you, or not being able to get them through that hurdle. But then they still been kind of irrelevant. They've still been relevant on top, you know what I mean, getting to that division titles and what have you. And Brock Purdy This is his first experience going that deep. You know what I mean? You had an injury to your quarterback. Then you plug in the guy, like you say, been picked last in the whole thing, and ain't had no really, you know, full experience of life that been in that position, that situation.
No,
so I'm gonna say they knocking on the door, you know, and with the weapons they got, and if they develop that quarterback and everybody stay healthy, you know, they've been relevant, I must say, you know. Late in the season, you can say that we've been saying their name, you know, because you look at injuries from Deebo Sanders, you know, and this and that, you know, and then breaks of.
Like I always say, no one goes through OTAs, training camp, all of that preseason garbage just to knock on a door. No one does that. No one. So
only two teams can knock on the door at the end. So all 32 of them, they go through that to get to that point. But if they don't get there, they don't get there. Everybody don't get there. You know, that's just the way it is. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I want to ask this is a question.
That.
Sis, let me ask you a question. Your last quarterback you saw play was Brock Purdy. So when the season starts, what quarterback do you want to see? We haven't seen Trey Lance play, and we've seen Brock Purdy play under gun. So who do you want to be your starter?
Brock Purdy.
Okay.
But they're saying right now that he might not start because he's still recovering from his, you know, his surgery and stuff. So he's still recovering. So it's gonna be between Sam Darnold and Trey Lance right now.
You know what, Tree?
I
just thought about this. They're saying at 247, y'all gonna take Stinson Bennett. Don't be surprised if Trey Lance isn't a part of your team at the start by the end of this draft. Don't be surprised because we know that there has been friction between he and Shanahan primarily all last season. So it wouldn't surprise me if Trey Lance isn't a member of your team, and that's why they're projected in this mock draft to pick up another quarterback.
Well, I like Stetson Bennett. Don't get me wrong, because I've seen him play. I like Stetson Bennett, and he's not a bad quarterback, but he's not a good quarterback either. So, I mean – Lynch already came out and said that Trey Lance was not going anywhere. So I don't know, you know, if he's lying or he's just putting that out there because he don't want to answer no more questions. I don't know. But he did an interview and said that Trey Lance wasn't going anywhere. So I don't know what the deal is going to be. And then having a rookie quarterback on your team at 247, I mean, when do he expect to play? That's just like Brock Purdy. They wasn't even expecting for him to play for another 2 or 3 years. Anyway.
Right. Well, let me say this. Everyone laughed. When New England picked Tom Brady, they said he was slow.
Right, at 199.
And he had no rhythm as far as quarterbacks go, and they laughed at it. 7 Super Bowls later, they're calling him one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. So, and with your team, with Brock Purdy, he was Mr. Irrelevant. He was Mr. Irrelevant and made himself one of the most relevant quarterbacks in that draft. He played better than anybody else in that draft. So,
but Shanahan
is a
quarterback coach.
Right,
That's why our team really like. It's plug and play with our team because that's just who Shanahan, that's how they built the team. The team is built like that. It's built like 57 was saying, the next man up. Like we try to do that and try to get everybody involved because we want everybody to be on the same page. We don't want nobody, he ain't took no snaps and he ain't did this and he ain't did that. No, you're going to get snaps. You're going to take snaps. You might not take them all with the first team. You may have to take them with the second team, but you're going to get some snaps. And that's just how we operate in San Francisco.
Correct. Come on, Tank. Come on, Tank.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Lady T.
Yeah.
You ain't even going to have to worry about Brock Purdy this year. That boy Sam Darnold, the first time ever in his life, got some weapons around him. He back there licking his chops. And like you said, with Shanahan putting him in the right position to play, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you before the season starts. Sam Darnold ain't never had no Kittles and all these guys coming out the backfield. What's the other young man that came from North Carolina?
Kittles.
Hey, man, Sam Darnold is not no slouch. He just never had nobody to throw to like he going to have this year. You're going to enjoy Sam Darnold. Watch what I tell you.
He might take us to the promised land.
He might take you to the playoffs. He might do that. You know, I had to throw that in there. But I'm just telling you.
Exactly.
Sam Darnold is not a bad quarterback. It's just that he never was put with no great players the way, man, he got an all-star team around him now, man. He's going to have time.
He's on a bad team.
With the offensive line.
He just is on a bad team, I think he's just on a bad team. Sometimes being on a bad team can't make you be a bad quarterback. That's just like Geno Jennings. Like, he was just on bad teams. And then we have with Seattle, everybody like, oh, like, whoa, he back. But he was never gone. He just was on a bad team. To me, I always like Geno.
I'm with you, sis.
He just was on a bad team. If you on a bad team,
Don't tell Kale that. He think he's some garbage. I told him Geno wasn't bad.
Oh, I know.
Man,
Geno is terrible.
He got paid this kid, though, didn't he?
He took him to the playoffs. He had the right coach.
That's why you ain't at the draft tonight, Kale.
That's why you ain't picking tonight at the draft.
Listen, okay. everybody wants scream, Kale, like I'm the only one that sees Geno is some trash. Cut it out. Stop. Well,
you're the only one.
Stop.
The man had a comeback of the year. He got a trophy at the end of the year.
One comeback player of the year.
Hey, bro, okay.
Sometimes that's all you need, bro.
That's all you need to start. That's all you need to get your stuff to jump start.
Anyway, one year at a time. Their defense is going to get good.
Anyway, next subject. Ravens Lamar Jackson becomes highest paid player in NFL history with a 5-year, $260 million contract. Sources say the Baltimore Ravens and quarterback Lamar Jackson came to an agreement on a 5-year extension with $185 million guaranteed. Congratulations, young man. Not just to you, but to your mom as well. For everyone that said she couldn't do it, he got his mother out there negotiating. Nobody's respecting her. Well, guess what? They just respected her with $185 million guaranteed.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Talking about,
52 million
you go,
a year.
Girl. You go, girl.
$52 million a year, baby.
You know what I mean? That is putting your money where your mouth is. Congratulations.
Where your teeth are.
My Betty and Cap and to Debo's wife, Lorraine. You know, all the Baltimore Ravens fans that I know, you guys were patient. You said that things were going to get done. None of us believed you. None of us believed you. But you guys got it done, found a way, and Lamar Jackson is y'all's. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's how I say. Congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens. Congratulations to Lamar and his family. Like, congratulations are across the board. Just congratulations, because I'm for real, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of waiting for him to get paid.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just tired of it. Like, y'all act like this man was a bum. You know, and we're trying to get his man his money. Like, come on, stop it. But I digress. Yeah. He got his money. His mom, shout out, kudos to his mama. Thank you, Mama Jackson, for putting in the work. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't even on my team. Mom Betty said thank you, and yes, 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 go Ravens, baby.
I knew she
This is my theory. Y'all going to think I'm crazy. This is my theory.
Okay.
I think once Aaron Rodgers went ahead and signed yesterday with the Jets, Lamar said, okay, Mom, let's go ahead and sign the contract that they don't put out there. It's $260 million. Let's go ahead and get it because the Jets, I can't go to the Jets now. I think that was his. I think that was the other place that he was wanted to go to, but him and Aaron went got there and he signed because up until yesterday they were talking about the Jets trying to their best to get Lamar.
Yeah, to get him.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
and they were.
And when what the Jets gave Green Bay, they were a serious almost get seriously. For Lamar, because they proved with everything they gave Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers that they didn't care about these picks. They want a quarterback. That's all they wanted, a quarterback, and no quarterback coming out in this year's draft, tonight's draft, equal up to what Aaron Rodgers to them can do or Lamar Jackson. So great job, man. Great job. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, y'all. There is nobody in the NFL associated with the NFL more pissed, as my mama used to say, to their highest pissimity than these agents. Than these agents. Because now you're going to have players saying, why do I need to give dude all this money?
Facts.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
I can just get my mama to do it.
Yeah. Can I say something about that?
Go ahead.
Come on, bud.
That's very, very true, but that you also got to have a talent to go with it that you know. Lamar knew he was going to get paid, period. So everybody knew that. Not to mention, they bent over for him when they signed OBJ because he said either get me OBJ and D-Hop, and we definitely got a deal. And they still working on D-Hop. So for him to even put that out and them to even do all of that, he won't go nowhere, man. Everybody thought, man, he won't never leave it. They won't let that boy go because they were moving too much to keep him.
Yeah.
When they signed Odell Beckham, I knew in my heart.
I was just piggybacking off of what Bud just said. They definitely did their job with all that.
When they signed Odell Beckham, I knew in my heart that he wasn't going away. Because Odell Beckham, he needs confirmation. Like, he want to go somewhere where he know that he's going to be relevant. And if Huntley is, so even though Huntley got paid too, Huntley got his little $3 million, $4 million, whatever it was, he got his little money too. But even though if Huntley was going to be throwing to him, he wasn't going to be satisfied with Huntley throwing to him the ball. That wasn't going to fly. That was not going to fly. So when I seen that Odell Beckham and he signed that paper, I said, oh, yeah, he's still going away.
Yeah. You know that's going to work. Something's going to work. But I wish he had a guess, you know, what to try to move up to get D-Hopkins, you know, because he don't want to be in Arizona, you know. And
he hates Arizona now.
Maneuver a little bit better.
We keep tearing their butt up, Ted.
I would love for us to get him, but if Baltimore was to get him, that'd be dangerous.
It's too much surrounding Kyler Murray. You know what I mean? All of the stigma that was announced as he was being drafted is really showing itself now. You know, people are questioning, is he too short? Does he have the necessary arm strength? What about his accuracy? Exactly.
Yep.
All these questions are coming to fruition.
He's too short.
And so, yes. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona don't go in the draft looking for another quarterback. Seriously. These teams nowadays, they will scrap everything, throw it in the trash heap, and make a new move quickly.
Yeah.
Because everybody
Or maybe San Francisco will say, we'll give you Stetson Bennett if you give us B-Hop. We'll give you that pick.
Come on,
maybe
man.
That's, you know, San Francisco.
I'm
just saying, you know. And if I can piggyback on something Cuz said, you got to have the talent to be able to pull off what Lamar just pulled off. I'm sorry, kid. Take care.
We just talked about B-Hop going to Baltimore. How in the ham sandwich did B-Hop going to San Francisco come into play? How did that even come into play? That isn't even something that they're talking about.
Hey, no, I'm just letting you know the way these things look. This is draft day. This is draft day, and this is the day with people making moves all around the globe as far as football goes. And all I'm saying is, if you can't see a reason why San Francisco picked up this player right here when they already got quarterbacks, I'm just saying we're talking about Kyler Murray, and that's what brought me to B-Hop. B-Hop doesn't want to be in Arizona because he know he can't win anything down there with that quarterback. And I'm looking at maybe San Francisco is saying, hey, you know what? We got this guy. This is bait because we could really use B-Hop. If we get they had B-Hop, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Did you forget that I told you Lance was arguing with Shanahan? He was arguing with Shanahan last season.
Nobody's seen that argument but you, Cam.
Nobody's
heard about this but you.
No, y'all wasn't paying attention. That's what it is.
Y'all wasn't paying attention. Yeah, all right.
Okay?
All right.
I'm telling you, there was a staunch, serious player-to-coach disagreement between Lance and Shanahan. I'm trying to tell you, they picking
how
this
did
you
find out
pick.
Though the rest of us didn't?
Hold on, but let me just say this, though. But let me just say this. Even if they did have a disagreement, mishap, whatever, that's all the time. That happens all the time. Just look at
right.
Baltimore. What we talking about right now, Baltimore and Lamar.
Jackson.
They've been arguing for 2 years. They've been arguing for 2 years, and he just said, let me sign the paper. Look, boom, boom. And I'm going to be here for another 5 years. What you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know, arguments mean nothing.
They hated each other.
It's like,
exactly.
Oh, we arguing. We still love each other.
And we come back on the show every week. And forgot about that argument. They didn't forget about that argument, honey.
Oh, man. And
let me finish. Arguing over eggs is different than arguing over bread. Yes, it's all an argument, but the egg and bread are two different things. This is what I'm
telling
you.
Up, though.
Chris can't argue over no bread. He can't argue over no bread.
Okay.
His time ain't up yet. He ain't did nothing to argue over no bread. So I doubt if that was the argument, bread was definitely not the argument.
I'm not talking about a loaf of bread.
You're talking about money, right? Money.
No, I'm talking about a loaf of bread. That's why I said eggs, too. They both food, but it's a different argument. That's all I'm saying.
That's true, but I'm not going to love you no less if I argue over eggs, bread, cow milk, toilet paper. I don't care what none of it is. At the end of the day, I am going to when the next day comes, I'm going to forget all about that argument, not unless you bring it back up. And I don't see neither one of them bringing it back up.
Not if you eat that bread and them eggs and ain't no toilet paper to take care of yourself. Yeah.
Then I let the water take care of it. When there's a will, there's a way. I'm not going to keep bringing up an argument that means nothing. The argument meant nothing because if it was that serious about the argument, they would have been and got rid of him. They would have got rid of him if the argument was that bad. I'm just saying.
Come on, Rev. Come on, Rev G.
Hey,
into the show.
Just looking out of the window, asking yourself for more. Trying to always get, am I on the air now?
Yes,
nope.
Man.
Good times. Good times is what the Washington Commanders is seeking tonight with that 16th pick. Could it be good times like the Baltimore Ravens did some years ago when they started out and rejuvenated themselves with Baltimore and they went and drafted a D.C. native at the offensive line position by the name of Jonathan Arden? Oh, good times. Oh, see, the good times start when you start to build the foundation for the nation to stand on. And when you got a strong O-line, oh, then it gives your quarterback time so that your team can have what? Say it with me, y'all. Good times. But right now, though, with the 16th pick, some people say they got to what? Keep their head above water and hope that the 16th pick, when they say Bijan Robinson, whatever, can make it the best. Well, no. I'm going to say temporary layoff for that. But you can have good times with that young cornerback by the last name of Banks out of University of Maryland. Oh, when was the last time the Commanders, Washington football team, Redskins, drafted a solidified, a solidified, a cornerback that they could build on since the days of who? Champ Bailey. Tell me when. I'll wait. Good times.
Champ Bailey.
See, they seeking good times right now. But ain't we lucky we got them? Y'all know who this is. It's draft night, ain't it, y'all? Big shout out to Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, ain't it good times, y'all? Y'all know who this is. I've been through that dispensary, y'all. At DC Hype, man, say it with me. Lady C, I love you. Hey, listen here. Kel's Corner, rock with me. Mock with me. Let's go, baby. Red C. Say it till you're satisfied. Ow. Mock with me. Love somebody. I feel good as a bug right now.
We marching with you, bro.
I know, that's right.
We all marching with you.
Okay.
And Treece, you're right as far as players and coaches argue all the time. You are absolutely correct about that. But all I'm saying is that some people have memories. Some people have memories, and any opportunity they can utilize to get out from under the stagnant situation, they'll take advantage of it. I wouldn't be surprised if Lance isn't dangled out there as a trade bait. I wouldn't. I mean, why else would I have?
He's not gonna be trade bait, bro. I promise you.
Do y'all hear that?
Lance already said he wasn't. So I mean, I can only go by what the GM say and the coach say. And if they say anything different, then I have to go with that. Anything different.
Well,
that's all.
You got to remember.
They ain't never lied to us before, so.
You got to remember. I represent. What is that noise? What's that noise, man? Am I the only one that's hearing that? Okay. We're not.
Yes, I hear it too.
Okay. Yeah, I kept hearing that. Treece, forgive me. I'm from a team that say one thing and do another all the time. Football is a sport where these coaches, general managers, and everybody say one thing and do something completely different. That's all I'm saying.
That's
all
I'm
saying.
That's not our culture, though. We don't do that.
Okay. More power to
you. I mean, they haven't done it since Lynch been there. He hasn't done that. So
right.
That's the only
right.
thing I can go
right.
by.
And he hasn't. I agree with you on that as well. He hasn't. But that don't mean he won't, is all I'm saying. That doesn't mean he won't because he hasn't done it yet.
That's true.
You know? So, hey, we're finally here. Tales Corner family, we're finally here. The draft will be tonight. Tonight. And I will say this, Trees. Judging by all these gaggle picks that y'all got, I see y'all making some moves to come up into tonight's round, seriously. If not tonight's round, definitely tomorrow night. Definitely by tomorrow night. Because they're going to see everybody picking. They're going to see everybody picking and making themselves better. And they're going to say, hold on, man. We got a whole bunch of unnecessary picks. Necessary, but unnecessary. Let's see what we can get. Let's see how we can maneuver our way into this mid to late second round, you know? And there are teams that will trade back with them. They have 3 third-round picks, y'all. 3 fifths, 1 sixth, and 4 sevenths. There's somebody that covered a player that's going to come out around those times. So, hey, anything is possible. As my man Kevin Garnett would say, anything is possible. Seriously. We can't get caught up into what they have or haven't done or what we have or haven't seen for the simple fact that it's all a crapshoot. It is all a crapshoot. I've seen teams draft players, not just Washington, but I've seen teams draft players, and you can almost see what from the organization while they're in the draft room that they're saying, hey, why we pick him? What do we get him for? And speaking of, I think Washington has had its full of one Chase Young. I think that's why we have not passed on the 5-year or offered him the 5-year extension. I think Chase Young may be a player that we see dangled out there as well during this draft. Because Washington, it seems to me that the coaches and the organization are just done with waiting. And I forgot who it was that said it Tuesday night, but I went and looked it up. Chase Young is injured again. Chase Young is injured again. Not even playing football.
So, oh, no, I told you that.
That was Cousin G that was talking about it.
Yeah,
but you know,
can
I just say one thing? For real, mm-hmm. Y'all team, y'all organization doing the right thing by not picking that up. But I believe he's going to play his tail off because not only is he trying to get money from y'all, he playing for 31 other teams also. You know what I'm saying? So I believe he's going to have a good year. I really do think he's going to have a good year if he stay healthy. I don't think it's going to be that, what, 2-sack year like he did that last time. I don't think we're going down with that because, you know, y'all doing the right thing because he got to prove himself. I wouldn't pick that fifth-year option of either. He got to prove himself. Right. I believe he's definitely going to prove himself if he stay healthy.
That's what you're thinking. I would think the same thing because Kel mentioned that. I'm sorry, Tang. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was finished, Ted. Oh. I was finished.
I agree with you totally, you know, and I would say Kelsey, man, you know, he can kind of like do without him, you know. They kind of tired of him, like you just said. I was thinking to myself, man, I would take him, you know what I mean, because like you say, he got something to prove, you know, and he's still hungry. But as Kel said, he don't look like he worked on anything, no different moves, no different that. And so I didn't know he was hurt now, you know, again. Yeah. So, you know, but also, can I say that I wish that we – would have gone to stay with the Georgia defensive tackle, man. I know he had situation this and that, but, hey, these other teams are picking him, you know. Seattle might get him. So I hope this offensive tackle we're going to pick first will pan out, but I wish we could have stayed with Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter. So, yeah, That's it.
I know that's right. Well, he's not hurt again. To be correct, he's not hurt again. He just still hurt. Let me just say that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Damn,
we gonna be like
the Kawhi Leonard. To Washington fan, tomato, tomato. You know what I'm saying? To Washington, to the Washington fan, tomato, tomato,
right. Bro. I know that's right.
Fact.
But I'm doing the same, but. Like you guys say, you would never know to the last minute because even during the draft, people are manipulating and making moves and making calls and this and that and last minute deals and, you know, it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting. And get the popcorn out.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely have some popcorn during this
okay.
draft. For real. You better believe it, baby. You better believe it. I love this time of year, y'all. I absolutely love this time of year because it's a new beginning. The season is starting over and everything, and man, I love it. Okay, Teresa.
Hey, y'all prospects try to prove something, you know? Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know exactly what time it is. And I am so sorry that we're here this quick. These conversations are amazing. 57, come on with it.
Gotcha. Listen, everybody out there in Kale's Corner Land, if you need a break during the week, we got 2 hours for you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can call in here and talk about sports. Sometimes you can talk about almost what you want to. But whatever it is, you're going to have 2 hours of great conversation. We got everybody. We got Ted. We got Tane, Lady T. And, of course, we got our leader, Kale. So call over here and have yourself a good time. Enjoy yourself. Don't forget our prayers for everybody. We still need them. I love y'all.
Mm-hmm. Aww. That was a good one. That was good. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. And like he said, I am going to piggyback off of that. Prayers go out for Uncle Shorty. Y'all already heard Kirby. They're working. Kirby is recovering. He's at home. We got Steve. Grandma, y'all. Grandma's doing better, but we still need prayers for Grandma. And we need all big prayers. And y'all already heard Big Boy. Ha! Big Boy called in. You hear what I'm talking about? So y'all know these prayers are going up, honey. They are going up. And let's not leave out Ted. Ted, you know, because he wasn't here last week. But he was at a party, but he was doing good. And Miss Sheila, we got all the prayers that go out. And listen, I got a special prayer going out to my granddaughter, her teacher. Her sister, we found her sister passed away, you guys. Her sister passed away in bed. So let's do some prayers for Lavette Gregory. Her name is Lavette Gregory. So we're going to send some prayers out to their family, you guys. So with the prayers going out and all our prayer warriors that we have here on Kale's Corner, and Mom Betty is saying bless everybody. So, you know, we are the best at prayers. So let's just put that out there. So with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner and on Facebook. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, it's been amazing having you for these 4 hours a week. We love you guys. Stay safe and enjoy all of the sports that sports has to offer. Kale, you have the very last word.
And the popcorn is coming in. And the popcorn is coming in about 2 weeks. So the popcorn will be here. Okay. Sorry, I had to say that. Come on, Kale.
No problem. No problem. I absolutely love each and every one of you to back my co-host. We really, truly appreciate you guys choosing to spend this time with us. We realize it's a choice, mm-hmm. and we thank you for making Kale's Corner your choice. You know what I mean? And listen, enjoy the draft. Enjoy the NBA. Tuesday, we're going to have a whole lot to talk about. Round two of the NBA playoffs will have been started by then. And we got to get on this NFL draft. And I want to know what your team did and how you feel about it. All right? So with that being said, if you love them, they should already know. We'll get up with y'all Tuesday. To my participants of the Friday night conversation, I see you Bamas tomorrow. Let's go.
Your life.